class.
And you've been listening to the KSL In Depth at 15 and 45.
And we have had an emergency traffic situation. Let's get the very latest now with Ricky Meese.
And those delays continue eastbound on I-80. They're going to start as you're approaching I-215's west belt, all due to an accident that's been blocking a left lane on the ramp from eastbound I-80 to connect to southbound I-15. Then, when you're on southbound I-15, you have slowdowns in place from there all the way to about 106 south in Sandy. Southbound I-215's west belt, heavy and slow from I-80 to Taylorsville. Dave Meekum.
The delays on I-15 coming into Lehigh from the point, getting heavier now. You'll slow down coming off the point. You'll get into the heavy traffic around SR-92. And then the heaviest part of that runs through 2100 North and almost all the way down to Lehigh Main Street. So be ready for some slower speeds there. A little bit of slow traffic for you northbound on I-15 and Lehigh Main Street. That's not a big jam up, though, at least not yet. The rest of your drive in Utah County are looking very nice. Mark?
KSL Traffic Trooper Winston says there is an RV parked on northbound I-15 right about the on-ramp to Antelope Drive. It is not really causing delays. It's not really adding to the delays. Delays are already stretching back before Parrish Lane and spots up to Hillfield Road along that commute. Looks like Highway 89. Not totally surprised that you do have some overflow delays up into Fruit Heights. Coming out of downtown Salt Lake City, it's filling in between basically 4 South Downtown and the North Interchange. Find the auto loan experts you need whenever you need them at Golden West Credit Union. Apply at any branch or online at gwcu.org. Mark Jackson in the KSL Traffic Center.